Joining us now on the line, Philadelphia Flyers goalie, a man that Ed Snyder honored by calling the number three goalie yesterday, Rob Sepp of the Flyers, joined us now on the podcast. Hey, Rob, it's Greg. How you doing, man?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing well. Congratulations on a big, big weekend, back-to-back wins over Nashville and the Caps. What did Craig Berube say to you about playing these two games and grabbing the mantle for a little bit?
Not too much. I got called up last Monday, I believe it was, and I know from my previous experience that whenever I'm up, I just need to be ready to go. And they let me know, obviously, on Friday that I was going to be playing on Saturday. And I was prepared in my mind. Those other two recalls that I had earlier on in the year helped prepare me for that, and I was just ready to go.
Yeah, and we've talked to a number of guys who kind of straddle the line between the AHL and the NHL all the time. And, you know, one of the things they always talk about is the speed of the game maybe being a shade different between the two levels. Are there any adjustments you have to make as a goalie going from one league to another league as frequently as you have this season?
Yeah, certainly. The speed is quicker. The plays happen quicker. Pucks come to the net from all angles and in different situations that you wouldn't otherwise see. And, you know, obviously there's players, very special players in this league that can do things that other people, you know, can't throughout the world. So, like I mentioned earlier, my previous two call-ups to the Flyers certainly helped prepare me for this as well, as, you know, I've gotten my feet a little bit more wet each time.
Now, you know, this, I've seen you mention that this is sort of a dream come true for you and that whole thing, as far as getting the shot in the NHL after bouncing around as much as you have, but like, you're not just like making it happen. Like, you've become kind of a cult hero for Flyers fans. How does that feel to know that, you know, when your name is called, when you get the gate, when they see 72 between the pipes, Flyers fans kind of ears perk up about it?
Well, as much as I appreciate that. I try not to get too caught up in that kind of thing. It's I'm out here to do my job, and I'm just trying to prepare each day, stop and box. And, you know, as flattering as all that stuff is, I try not to get too caught up in it because at the end of the day, it's my job to stop pucks, and, you know, that's what I'm here to do. And if I do that, all that other stuff will take care of itself.
And when you say it's a dream, I mean, is it just the fact that at some point in your life in the last 5, 6 years, whatever it's been, you said to yourself, the NHL thing might not happen?
There's always a possibility, you know, there's always that thinking going through your head that it might not happen, because obviously as the years go by and I get older and the more I play and it hasn't happened yet, that I guess is, kind of becomes more of the reality. But I always believed that I could do it, and I had a lot of people surrounding me that also believe that and help me to push towards that, and some circumstances fell into place, and this opportunity arose, and, you know, I knew that if I didn't take a chance at it, that it certainly probably would never happen. So I wanted to at least give myself that opportunity to at least put myself in the best position that it could happen.
Yeah, and you played your ass off in the preseason. You put yourself in that conversation. I mean, I got to imagine that, you know, we've all had that moment in life where we're given that opportunity, and some of us rise to it, and some of us, you know, can't quite grab the brass ring. You got to come away with this at least knowing that you were given the shot and you hit the target, you know?
Yeah, certainly. The preseason went really well, and as did training camp. My goal going into camp in preseason was just to try to go in there and make as good of an impression as possible and show them that I could play at this level. And I had really positive feedback, from the coaches and goalie coach and from Hexie as well. And he kind of left me with, if we ever get in the situation where we need to bring somebody else in, you know, for whatever reason, for injury or whatever, that we feel really confident bringing you in. And that for me, that was kind of mission accomplished in training camp. And I think that kind of helped set the stage for that first game that I played there in Winnipeg.
Yeah, and doing what you've done so far for them in the time that you played for them. I mean, is there a sense you're kind of carrying the battle flag for some of the goalies that are still playing overseas that came from North America that may have fallen through the cracks? I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys over there that probably come back and do the same thing that you're doing here but just don't get the shot for whatever reason.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that have to line up. You know, the stars kind of have to align, and you have to take advantage of your opportunity. And, you know, when I was over there playing, I looked up to guys, and I guess the best example would be Timmy Thomas, and he came over in his 30s, and we all know what he accomplished, and that was motivation for me big time, and he was an inspiration for me watching his story unfold. And he also, I think, opened the minds of you know, managers and teams throughout the league to be more open to a guy who's more experienced and has played overseas and look at them as a viable option in the organization.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw Giroux's quote the other day, but he put you over big time and put over the German league big time. He's like, guy wins 5 Deutsche League titles. He knows how to win. You know, just because it was Germany doesn't mean it's not still leading the team to a championship.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the level of play is different from league to league, but winning is winning, and you know the German league's an excellent hockey league, and he could attest to that. Him and Danny Briere were with us during the lockout, and it's a bit of an underrated league in my opinion, and I spent a lot of time there, and it really helped to develop and form my game during my time there. And you know, I obviously appreciate that quote from him, and anytime a player that stature says something like that, it certainly means a lot.
Finally, sir, and thanks for the brief time before you hop a flight. Everybody's looking at these standings now. They're seeing the Flyers 4 points out. They're right back in the thick of things. Are they going to be able to pull this thing off?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We have a great group of guys here. And, you know, for myself coming up and down throughout the year, the guys have been great, really receptive to me. And it just shows that they have a real tight bond here. And, you know, we all believe in what we can do here. And there's a lot of talent and a lot of desire on this team. And when those things are clicking, we're definitely a tough team to beat. So there's a lot of hockey left to be played, but over the past few weeks, the guys have put themselves in a great position.